So yeah, I mean, this is the lot that Biden finds himself in. There is this sense that things are kind of out of control, and he's not in command. And this lends to that. Inflation is, no one president could control inflation, but it is it's a gale force wind right now. It's affecting politics. Very hard to come. You heard him on gas prices today. Talks about the gas tax holiday, but he's not going to get the gas tax holiday. And there are a lot of Americans who are skeptical about whether that would help. This is a very, very fraught environment for him right now.
I'll take age and wisdom over experience many times, or age, wisdom, and experience over experience. You don't have to be David Axelrod to know that we're in trouble. Of course, he's talking about Biden being in political peril. What about us out here? We're the ones picking up the pieces. We're the ones footing the bill. Look no further than a 100-year-old Army veteran, Marine, worried about America. You want some perspective? Your great-grandfather, if you had one, perhaps, if you had one around, or great-grandma, et cetera, someone who's been around, has the wisdom, has the experience, has the intel. There's reason to be concerned. Let's go to the videotape. A rare, rare glimpse here.
I don't know. I've lived a good life. I mean, I've had a lot of happiness, smiling, telling everybody that everything was beautiful every day. If I went into my church and didn't say everything was beautiful, they'd think I was sick. And I'm not that way. I mean, I sincerely believe in this old world that everything is beautiful. I mean, if I wake up in the morning and see these plants out here and all those flowers that are in there, and the green grass on the ground, that's beautiful. And people don't realize what they have. They bitch about it. And then nowadays, I am so upset that the things we did and the things we fought for and the boys that died for it, it's all gone down the drain. Our country's gone to hell in a handbasket. We haven't got the country we had when I was raised. Not at all. Nobody will have the fun I had. Nobody will have the opportunity I had. It's just not the same. And that's not what our boys, that's not what they died for. It's just not it. I'm so sorry. I'll be all right. Just takes me time to get over it. Because why me? See, sitting here like this, see, all this going on.
It's crazy.
It's just not the same. That isn't what we fought for. Oh, well, I should be worried about it, I guess. I'm 100 years old, they say.
That one will be my fault.
I worry about it. Yes, I worry.
That will be my fault. For sure.
Well, okay, you just remember everything's beautiful. And live every day to the fullest. Just enjoy everything you possibly can.
Well, that puts things in perspective, listening to people who actually know what the hell they're talking about. And he has a right to be concerned, and all of us do. We have such a, I said this originally, I just planned on kind of easing into 2022, and it's been pedal to the metal. Now we're at halftime of the year, and now we're at halftime of this show, so to speak. So take a step back here and talk about Monday's show that we just had on 4th of July. Well, many other, probably every other fucking broadcaster, whatever the hell you call them, was half in the bag. We're here at work, right? Because it is crunch time. We have elections coming up and a lot of other stuff. So we're going to go pedal the metal as long as we can or until we collapse, one or the other. But I was at the doctor for a checkup on Friday. Sour as a grape. As soon as I got there, my wife wanted to go with me. I said, okay. Yeah, okay, you want to go? Okay. Play some music because there's fireworks in the background. Some folks still shooting fireworks off. I would be putting that money in the bank, but that's just me. Saving it for rainy. You might want to buy some real ammo. Not... Well, you might have real ammo, too. But more power to you. So I said, okay, you want to go to the doctor's with me? Okay. As soon as we get there, you got to put the mask on. I'm furious. I said, I'm not putting the fucking mask on. I'm not putting the mask on. You got to put the mask on. They even have a mask. I said, we'll go in without masks. She had some masks. I said, leave them in the car. See what we can get away with. You got to go in. Masks right away. Then I go in. They're taking, like, my vitals. She's not allowed in with me for some reason while they're taking my vitals. I got the mask down here. Can you please put that over your nose? You know, I snap. You know those things don't fucking work. Do you know that? Bad move. I don't give a shit. So I was supposed to get, like, an EKG, right? So she's like, oh, they don't work. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. You're a medical professional. You're a nurse. You don't know that? These things don't work? You tell the people to run this place, people that I'm paying, that you work for, that they don't work? It's a sham? Put that in your stethoscope. So I get like an EKG. They check my heart and everything. Cardiologist. Just an annual thing, relax. And she puts all these, you know, stickers all over me, pop, 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 pop. Chest, legs, pull my shirt up. I said, can't you tell I've been working out? No laugh. So I know, oh, this bitch is a stick in the mud. She must be real fun at the Christmas party. This kind of broad, right? Not even a laugh. How dare her not respect my ab? So, this is after I tell her that the mask that she's wearing all day long doesn't work, her and her coworkers. So she puts these EKG things on me. She runs a test. It takes like 30 seconds. And she fucking nurse ratchet rips those fucking things off my chest. And it just, no warning, just whoosh, whoosh. I was like, oh, you don't think I can take the pain? I could take the pain. I didn't flinch until she left the room. And I was in the room, in the corner of the room, balled up in the fetal position, crying is what I... Then my wife came in and said, get a hold of yourself, man. So I gave her a hard time, the nurse, and she fucking made me pay. And she took a lot of body hair with her. This is what you get from trying to preach the truth to these medical professionals. And I told the doctor when he came, I said, doctor, what are you doing? This stuff doesn't, well, we have a policy. I said, it doesn't work. I mean, don't you know that? And he looked at me like, yeah, I know it, but I can't tell people. It's like, what is the matter with these people? You know, Dr. Vernon Coleman at the end of the show here, we have the video. I thought about leading the show off with it. It's such a great takedown of everything. A continuation of Jim Brewer, but in a much different genre, obviously. He lambasts these doctors for going along with this sham. And I agree. We've said it on here so many times. Maria, myself, VM. VM of all people, just vicious. Hope to get VM back on here. We are in regular conversation. Since he's very busy, he's got a lot of stuff going on. But I anticipate that he will be back on here very soon. But it's a sham. They're perpetuating a fraud, propping up a fraud, one thing after another. The whole Corona Con, everything. It's a disgrace. These people are a fucking disgrace. I've said that. And so my wife said, what is... God bless her. She's a medical professional. She said, what has gotten into you? I said, I have no respect for these people any longer. I used to hold them in high regard like everybody else. Oh, you went to medical school, blah, 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 blah. Not anymore. So as soon as I enter the place, I'm like ready to go. I'm ready to argue with people. You know why? It's stunning. I know more about what's going on than these fucking posers do with their masks and their gloves. You know what these dopes had in the waiting room? I laughed. Now, it was like Friday. I think it was 95 degrees. All right. So they put this mask on me. I immediately started choking out. I don't know what happened. I like started coughing. So I went outside. I said, I'm going outside and get some fresh air. But when I walked outside, I walked into a fucking blast furnace with this mask on, 95. I was like, God damn. But in the waiting room, they have chairs. One chair, and then the chair next to it is turned around to the wall. So you can't even sit next to somebody or near somebody. They just won't give it the fuck up. It's stunning. What a sham. And it just tells you, that they have big plans for the fall. We've talked about September being a target date. We talked about it again on Hotwire just a few hours ago. September, 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 September. Stunning. You go to the doctors with me. And I will continue to be increasingly sour as time goes on, as I should be. Because I know the whole thing is a sham. Just like Jerome Powell sitting there. We didn't know inflation. You're so full of shit. You're so full of shit. I like to look at your trades that you made in the last year and a half, your personal trades, to see exactly what you knew when you knew. Oh, no. Wait a minute now. You're getting crazy. You can't say that. You know, I made a comment on Pain.tv about it, just to put it out there to remind people. People are 4th of July putting out Toby Keith songs and stuff. I like Toby Keith. Red, White, and Blue, all these songs Toby Keith sings. True Blue America, I said. You know, Toby is triple jabbed, and now he has cancer. I mean, keep that in mind. He trusted these establishment. He trusted Fauci. He bought into Fauci. Now the guy has cancer all of a sudden. I wonder if Toby is putting the pieces together. If he could connect the dots. Of course, he's probably not allowed to say anything about it. You lose half of his fan base. If you talk the truth out here, it costs you a lot of money. Take it from me, I know. If I was in the business of lying to people, my God, I'd already be retired. The path of truth is not paved with gold, let me tell you. Far from it. I just thought it was interesting. This is what happens when, you know, where's my button?
You fucked up. You trusted us.
I talked to a friend of mine right before I turned on the mic. She has cancer. She now admits that it's from the jabs, breast cancer. And she has another round of chemo left. She says she's depressed because she's lost all of her hair and she just feels low. I said, don't worry about it. You're not depressed. The world sucks. So, you feel normal like the rest of us. It's okay. And at least you have a bona fide reason why you lost your hair. There's a lot of people out here, I won't name any names, still trying to search what the hell happened. Put the pieces together. Literally, hair pieces in many situations, many cases. But she's hanging in there, and she has been able to put the dots together, but it's taken her a number of treatments and a long... Well, you have a lot of time to think about these things when you're being treated for cancer. So maybe Toby and other folks will put the pieces together. Maybe they'll stay the fuck away from this stuff. So the translation of that must have gotten lost somewhere along the line. People being able to add these simple facts up that I was healthy until I got this stuff. And now I'm not healthy. And this is a recurring, repeating theme over and over and over with millions of Americans, and many who suffer in silence, by the way. You may not even know about it. I may not even know about it. You know why? It's the same reason that scam artists and con men and flim-flam men and snake oil salesmen are allowed to get away with what they get away with. Because people are ashamed to admit that they got played. Plain and simple. And so they suffer in silence. Until you've had enough and you say, fuck it. I understand what happened to me. I'm not going to be quiet about it anymore. I'm going to tell people about what's going on out here. Blinded by the light, so to speak. And that's one of the things that is going on. People will not talk about this stuff because they feel embarrassed that they got played. And the ones who realize what happened are smart people out here who realize cause and effect, simple cause and effect. Oh, I went and got my first jab, my second jab, my third jab, maybe even a fourth jab, and then my entire life went downhill. Or, same can be said for my kids or my nieces, my nephews, loved ones, etc. Those are the folks that get it. Before I was so rudely interrupted by my own thoughts earlier, when I said it was halftime of the show, and harken back to Monday's show, we're raising money for Four Heroes Charity. That's the number Four Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, charity.org, for Christmas in July for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, CHOP. And there are many kids there who've been abandoned by their parents when they were born with disabilities you can't even imagine. It's heartbreaking. So we're putting the Thomas Paine podcast, and our folks who are listening to us, our supporters, are putting our weight behind helping these kids, not buy toys so much. I mean, there'll be a few toys here and there, but buying things they need, diapers, wipes, things that they have a hard time rustling up because of economic woes, etc. And the hospital's responsible for these kids. Now, the parents have welched. They've left. They've gone. You want to talk about abortion, things like that. Folks out there, this is what happens when parents, they walk. So these kids need support. So if you're, I guess we could make a plea for folks who are against abortion, where they, some support services that you can help here, lend a hand to help these kids. So we're doing that. They're having a big Christmas parade on the 23rd of this month, where they load up all their goodies and toys, and they have Santa Claus. I would imagine he'll be wearing shorts and a beard, etc. As they go to the hospital and they deliver these things to the kids, and I know the kids are looking forward to it. Also raising money for a family whose young daughter has leukemia and has fallen way behind on their bills and the financial pressures, along with all the other pressures of a parent of a sick child. It's devastating. So, Four Heroes Charity, Four Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, charity.org. Tax exempt, all that stuff. You can write it off in your taxes, and we appreciate it. And we're going to keep promoting that because it's better than giving money to some fucking scumbag politician who's going to rip you off or lie to you or pretend that they're doing something. Stop the steal! Stop the fraud! I've been saying stop the fraud for years now. I should give all the money back. These folks take 100 cents on the dollar and they put it to charity. There's no grift. There's no administrative costs. It's fantastic. And I've known the folks who run it for a long time, and they're fantastic people. They do fantastic work. So we are getting behind that with the show. We'll be making a donation as well. We are matching anything our listeners put up, we are matching. So we got that going. That's a good campaign we're going to run for the next couple weeks. I want people to start finding places to put their money instead of these criminals who take your money and weaponize the entire system against you and pretend that they're fighting for you. Give me a fucking break. It's time to rewire. the way you've been operating, perhaps. Plain and simple. So we're doing that. We're excited to do it. We had a whole show on it Monday. You can hearken back to it on Monday. I think we'll be replaying this show as the week goes on. What the hell, right?
Mama always told me not to look into the eyes of the sun. But mama, that's where the fun is.
Well, mama can't tell you anything if mama abandons you as a kid. That's what we're dealing with. Fucking low-life human beings out there. And we have to look out for each other, especially the kids. People in D.C. don't care. They cut funding to programs like this. They don't give funding to programs. They're too busy trafficking kids. Anyway, gang, it's a family show. I'm not too far off on a tangent there because I just wanted to mention that. So if you have it in your bones and in your wallet to chip in, it's 4heroescharity.org, the number 4. Heroes has an S on it and also an E in there. I'll throw you off every now and then, the English language, believe me. It's okay. It happens to the best, even good writers, etc. Again, stick around for a piece called The Great Betrayal by Vernon Coleman, Dr. Vernon Coleman. At the end of the show, I think we have one or two other clips perhaps we'll throw in there. A loaded, loaded show coming out here on a Tuesday to kick off the second part of the year. And we're happy that you folks are with us. Let's get into some news items. And the folks on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app, feel free to stick your head in there too. People are getting their return on investment there and a hot wire, etc. The hot wire we just had was a new low for the FDA and the NIH and Fauci and his wing monkeys and all these fucking frauds. And we also talk about what's really going on with supply chain. Is there a supply chain crisis or is this a conspiracy? Not a conspiracy theory. You notice I don't use the word conspiracy theory. Just like everything else, there's a shortage of all the conspiracy theories came true.
Touch is gonna make it through the night.
Let's talk about gas prices, folks. You know, you wonder if the narrative isn't being set up by the White House, who spent the weekend talking about gas prices and spinning and spinning and spinning. Perhaps to prep you for even higher gas prices. And we talked about this before we left on the Thomas Paine caravan across the country. We talked about where these gas prices could be by August, the $9 range, $8, $9 range, perhaps even higher. Now we have J.P. Morgan coming through and saying, well, Paine might have been right. And so you wonder if the White House isn't starting to spin-orama to prep people for that, saying, well, it's going to take as long as it takes, and we're going to have to do what we can, this country, to get away with away from fossil fuels. It's insane. It's completely insane. And then when you ask the White House about it, what do they tell you? Well, that's too fucking bad. We got some that's too bad music? I think so.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame?
Ain't that a shame? Too bad you got soaked at the gas pump. I do love the young buck today who said, shooter, how many people died? Oh, yeah, I paid $125 to fill up my car. So that's what I'm worried about. I think that echoes. Carries a lot of weight, although many people are probably afraid to say that. J.P. Morgan makes a dire and terrifying prediction on the future of oil and its price. If you think gas is expensive now, you ain't seen nothing yet. The price of a barrel of oil, which now hovers around $111, could more than triple to a staggering $380 a barrel if Russia decides to cut its output. That's according to analysts at JP Morgan Chase. They're warning this could be coming with a price of a gallon of gas in America now topping $5 in just about every area, although they did reduce it a little bit for the weekend, 4th of July weekend, but you watch that creep up. Such a dramatic increase in oil costs would be catastrophic to the economy. There should be fighting in the streets at that point. It is likely that the government could retaliate by cutting output as a way to inflict pain on the West. JP Morgan Chase analyst wrote, the tightness of the global oil market is on Russia's side. How are those sanctions working out, Biden, you fucking puppet? Are we still buying oil from Russia? It's nonsense. It's just a play. It's just to soak you. If Russia does this, it's because the White House wants them to do it, plain and simple. Nobody's going to say that, except me, of course. The West is putting the squeeze on Moscow over its war in Ukraine, but Russia, which supplies much of Europe with oil for heating and gasoline, could easily flip the script by cutting output. Cutting production by 3 million barrels a day would push global prices to $190. In the worst-case scenario, of a 5 million per day cut would send the price of a single barrel to $380. Western countries are dependent on Russian oil.